Off to Ivy Tech, and our great friend is the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, Dr. Martin Wolfger. Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you? It's always good to be with you on a Thursday afternoon.
Well, we appreciate you pinch hitting, so that means the Chancellor must be busy. You've been busy. Everybody's been busy. This is week number four, the halfway point of the first 8 weeks at Ivy Tech in the fall semester. But before we get to the academia, you had a very solemn ceremony, as you do annually, on September 11th at the campus yesterday. We know Mayor Carrie Thompson, who joined us on Tuesday, told us she would be out there delivering remarks, and I did not know her family connection to any of this. I heard that yesterday. That's a pretty powerful memorial you have at the college, and a very solemn ceremony that happens annually.
It is, and I was really sad. I had to miss it yesterday because of a meeting in Indianapolis, but I've attended every year since I've started working here at Ivy Tech since 9/11 happened, and it is a very, very powerful ceremony, and I'm really blessed to work at an institution that you know, makes this remembrance event a really huge priority, and it's very touching every year, Mike.
Now, out front, there's a beam from the World Trade Center wreckage as a memorial on your campus, and people can come by and look at that any day, correct? They don't have to wait till 9/11.
Yeah, they don't absolutely have to wait till 9/11. It's a wonderful space on our campus. It's a great place to reflect, relax, think back. So it's you open year-round, and there is a beam from the World Trade Center. You're correct.
So, folks, I know it's a long way away until next year, but if that's something you've missed or didn't know about, well, I'd go ahead and make a note. We always try to remind you, but we can't remind you of everything. We try really, really hard, but Ivy Tech is always a part of that, and the city of Bloomington comes together as well, our first responders and everything that goes with that, because, well, you have first responders that you're training out there. That's part of your curriculum.
That's absolutely right, and they're in high demand right now, so anybody in the community who's interested in career in paramedic science, for example, come see us and register for courses. We're fire science. We're open.
And if you don't know what you would like to do, well, that's not a problem either, because there are so many experts out there, counselors that will help you with academics, will help you with jobs, and all of the above. So if you know you just want to be a part of it and help, you really don't have to have a plan, do you? You have all those folks, the support to help there.
You're right. It gets overwhelming sometimes. You know, on our campus, we offer about over 40 programs, right? So that's a lot, and it ranges anywhere from things we just discussed, like paramedic science, you know, welding, HVAC, all the way to radiation therapy, to fine arts, hospitality. So there's something for everybody. And if you're not sure what you want to pursue, we have plenty of people can help you chart a path forward.
And that's what makes it exciting. You don't have to be the finished product to improve your career or improve your life. Dr. Wolfger is joining us this afternoon, and we know along with the first responders. Well, I guess you can tie this all together in a way. But your nursing program is always high demand to get into, and there's some special dates coming up. I know I don't have them all right in front of me, but. We've got to figure out if and we're talking about for spring of next year. So that's how far in advance you need to get organized if you'd like to have a career in nursing in all of that. But you've got a brand new expansion to tell us about as well. And you talk about high demand jobs. Well, this is a high demand classwork as well.
You're absolutely right. You know, nursing is in such high demand, and there's such a shortage in the state of Indiana, actually, that we're happy to do our part, right, to address this problem. And I'm just thrilled to be here to actually witness the opening of our new 4,000-square-foot expansion here on the main campus. So that was possible with the help of a $1.2 million community impact investment grant from Indiana University Health. We opened this new lab. It's been, you know, in the planning since last year, but we opened it on August 19th, just the start of our fall semester, and it's just a wonderful space. We were able to increase capacities. We added, we started with 8 beds on the, in the old building. We now have 15 beds with modern equipment, you know, electronic medication records, all kinds of things. But the space itself, you know, when you walk in, it looks like a hospital. It's wonderfully equipped. I've talked to some students there. They're extremely happy to have this opportunity to train in such a high-tech environment. I've talked to faculty who are now teaching courses in our new skills lab. They're all excited about the opportunities we now have. And we will have a dedication ceremony on our campus on Monday, September 23rd. I'm really excited to really showcase that space. Anybody who comes to our campus as a visitor, I always take them up to the new nursing skills lab, which is fantastic. The other thing I wanted to mention with regard to nursing is, you know, because of that shortage in Indiana, we can't really train enough nurses, and we're running out of clinical space during the day. So Ivy Tech Bloomington is currently working on starting an evening cohort, and that will be in the fall of 2025. But it's interesting because it's a transition program, and folks in the community who are currently working, for example, as medical assistants, as paramedics, military medics, for example, can apply. Applications will open March 15th, and so they can complete our transition program to an associate's degree in nursing in the evening. And we know that many of them work during that time, and we're just proud to be the first campus in the entire Ivy Tech system that will open an evening nursing cohort in the future.
That's outstanding. And that partnership, how important is it to have Indiana University? Well, the grant is great, and that's probably not the last one you're going to get from Indiana University Health either. If you keep out churning them out, because a lot of them go right over there to work.
Yeah, and I would say our nursing graduates, they don't have to worry about finding employment. There's such a shortage right now that, you know, you can pretty much go anywhere at any time and find a well-paying job as a nurse. So anybody's interested, come see us, and we'll get you all set up.
But please be aware, if this sounds like something you would like to do, it is a very highly competitive program, and it's in an in-demand program. You need to there's some deadlines this month, and next month is it for springtime. So I would not drag your feet if that's something you want to hurry up and get into, but hurry up and get signed up for. That's a different situation. So please call the campus. Please go online. And if that's something you need to do, you need to get after it quite quickly for that's spring of 2025. So that's how quickly things get filled up.
It moves quickly. You're right, Mike.
Dr. Martin Wolfger is our guest, the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs at Ivy Tech. Well, the Bloomington campus, I've learned, is a finalist for the National Association of Community College Entrepreneurship's Entrepreneurial College of the Year Award. That sounds like Steve Bryan's title in one sentence.
Well, that's right, and Steve's actually involved in this as well. But it's, you know, this is just really fascinating. We have a very good shot at actually becoming the Entrepreneurial College of the Year. That will be announced on October 14th at a national conference. We have several folks from our campus attending, including Chancellor Cohen. I think Steve Bryant was going to be there as well. But when they saw our application, we really stood out as a shining example of commitment to entrepreneurship. And you know, we have such a strong program with an excellent program chair, Suanne Graham. We have the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. We have all these connections with the local community. So, Mike, please, please, please keep your fingers crossed for us, especially on October 14th when we when we hear about the selection. Being a finalist is an honor in and of itself, but, you know, winning the award would just be the icing on the cake, really.
Well, you have the Cook Entrepreneurship Center. You've got the Duke It Out. I know you get help from your friends at Duke Energy there, so some great partners. And, yeah, all those fun competitions and all – well, here's the funnest competition of them all. So, yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed for October 14th. Now, you also had a little bit of fundraising, and I talked to my great friend Heidi Schultz a couple of weeks ago, but an anonymous donor has swooped in and given you a nice little treat.
Yeah, and that's also for our entrepreneurship program, and then the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship kind of matched the grant. So we now have, we just received $30,000 in funding. Right, and we have approximately a year to use the funds, and we will use them again to support entrepreneurship efforts, to support our partnerships in the community, to help new entrepreneurs in this area start and launch their businesses, to help our students complete. And so that's really, really exciting. We now also have kind of a pop-up entrepreneurship area on our campus where students can present their ideas to the campus community. So this is really an area that has grown significantly in the last few years, and it's something that our students are interested in. It's something that's needed in the community, and I'm just very proud of our program and our collaborations with the community.
And together, that's how we get things more accomplished. Ivy Tech Community College, that's exactly right. Now, another great part of the community college is, well, I can waddle down there and grab a little bite to eat and a coffee. Is the Yellowwood coming back this semester? Do I have to wait for the spring? How's the coffee shop going? Well, you got Roly Poly down there as well. Yeah, all kinds of things are happening.
I know. They take good care of me. It's hard to have a lifestyle change here at Ivy Tech because there's so many treats around. But I tell you what, I am just thrilled every Tuesday. It's my favorite day of the week now because our hospitality programs, our staff, students, volunteers, they've opened a coffee shop now. And I tell you, Mike, they serve not only the best coffee around, they have cold beverages, and they have amazing pastries. Anything from biscotti to scones, blueberry muffins, brownies, cookies. They're also serving soup then starting at 10:45. That's every Tuesday. The best thing, too, is I don't carry cash around very much anymore, so now they're accepting credit cards as well. It's just a wonderful day. Anybody from the community can stop in for a cup of coffee. It's really a wonderful opportunity. And with the Yellowwood, you know, speaking about that, yes, it is back this fall. And your listeners will be interested in the service dates. They're November 21st, December 5th, and December 12th. And we're doing something new this year. We're having a soft opening. Well, we've invited a selected group of Ivy Tech employees that are student-facing, that work with our students on a day-to-day basis. They will get, you know, a special treat on November 14th for the soft opening, but they're also required, and I'm really happy about this, that each of them needs to invite three students to dine with them. So we want to also, you know, make the Yellowwood more accessible to our students. And then later on, we'll have the regular sessions. Reservations will open on October 21st, and there's a lot of information on the web. The easiest way to find it is to just Google Ivy Tech Yellowwood. Again, don't wait too long. It's kind of first come, first served. And it's a hugely popular event here on our campus.
It is popular, and it is not. It doesn't have 100 tables either. So I will speak from experience. You better make your reservation, and you better do it once those open online. YellowwoodRestaurant.com is the easiest way to do that, and see, smell what's happening. Now I want to go back to the coffee shop quickly. How many days a week is that open, Dr. Wolfger?
So right now it's only open on Tuesdays from 9 to noon.
Okay.
And then in October we'll switch it to Wednesdays because it also coincides with some of our classes. And it's once a week, but I tell you, you know, even if you have to make a trip to Ivy Tech, it is well worth it. It is absolutely fantastic.
Now, same thing with the coffee shop in Yellowwood. This is for people who want careers in hospitality, whether it's working for hotels or banquet halls or even restaurant business. That's part of the offering. Some of those 40 sections you can take at Ivy Tech.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So different areas in hospitality, you know, we have anything from managing the business side of the hospitality industry to baking and pastry, dietary management. We have courses also through the Center for Lifelong Learning for the community. So this is also an industry that's on the uptick again after COVID. We've seen an increase in student numbers. We also see an increased demand in the community for folks with hospitality degrees. So again, that's another great option for somebody who wants to skill up or pursue a career. Lots of hands-on experiences. All of our hospitality students complete internships at different places. So it's an amazing program. It's one of my favorites, probably because I get free treats all the time, but it is an absolutely fantastic program with well-equipped kitchens, well-equipped labs.
Yeah, it's incredible. If you've ever been over there to just see, everything's behind the glass where you walk through the hallways, and you can see all the scientists in the laboratory, so to speak. Yeah. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I was talking about the Monroe County Fall Festival earlier. Well, we got a million festivals going on in the month of September and October. Ivy Tech's just about every one of them, aren't you?
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly mention, too, that we will be part of the Monroe County Fall Festival, and you've already covered the festival. But we'll be out there tomorrow on Friday. Hopefully the weather holds up. I think we're
going to rain. It will. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
But we'll have some of our faculty out there. They're going to set up some tables with educational activities. We're hoping to reach out to about 2,000 students from various schools in our service area. And so lots of different fun activities that we've planned, ranging from solar system displays to coloring activities, psychology programs, bringing a brain game. We have some arts and crafts. So it's a great opportunity to be out there in Ellettsville. You know, it's part of our neighborhood, and conduct some outreach there.
Dr. Martin Wolfger is our guest, and we talked about all the fun stuff. You put your dean's list out. I saw that. You also have Estella O'Neill, who's the vice chancellor for enrollment services. She's new in her position this fall, but most importantly, when does that second 8 weeks class get started? When do we need to register for spring of 2025? All these dates are going to jump right on us. We're not going to pay attention, and whammo, they're going to be right there.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, actually, it's time to see us right now, because registration for the spring semester opens on September 16th. And then the second fall session, classes start on October 21st. It's just moving really quickly. I always feel like time speeds up during the holiday season. It's just important to just get in touch with us. And again, you can do this at any time. You don't have to wait. We'll be sure to take care of you. Any way you prefer to get in touch with us is fine. It could be phone, it could be email. But just, you know, Google us, find our contact info, give us a call, and we'll certainly take care of you. Like you said, Mike, even folks that are not quite sure what they want to do, we can do career assessments. We can help you make that decision. But do it now, because, again, classes start filling fast, and time just seems to move a lot faster these days for me.
Heck yeah. You can visit the campus. You can do a Zoom meeting. There's all kinds of ways to get involved. Tuesdays at the Tech still happening as well, my friend?
Yes, we have Tuesdays at the Tech. At the Tech, we also have Ivy Fridays, where high school students can come into the building, meet with faculty. I actually was able to meet with a design technology student last week. It was just wonderful to get to speak with, you know, young folks in the community who are thinking about their education. We'll take great care of you. We'll give you tours. We'll help you out in any way you need help.
All right, buddy. Give me that number to call one more time and that email to send for more information.
Okay, you can call 812-330-6013. So again, it's 812-330-6013. And emailing is a little bit more complicated. I always just recommend Google Ivy Tech Bloomington. You'll find all the information right there. I know email doesn't translate very well on the radio, so
you're a pro. You're a pro.
We're there for you, and again, we're just a phone call away, we're just an email away, and we'll take care of you.
Excellent job as always, my friend. I hope you had a great summer. I hope you had some time to rest and relax, because it's just busy, busy, busy here in the fall semester. I know we'll get caught up again. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Wolfger, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure to speak with you.